Come on, Abe, let's get these flowers put away.
Can't you do it yourself? Can't you see I'm busy?
Oh, busy. Time shines. You're always busy when there's any work to be done, I noticed. Well, what are you doing anyway?
I'm trying to work a riddle.
What riddle?
Well, I made up myself.
Well, oh, dadnabbit, if you made it up yourself, you know the answer, don't you?
No, I don't. Yeah, it's a pretty hard riddle.
Hard? Say, any riddle you'd make up couldn't be so darn hard.
Oh, it couldn't, hey?
No, it couldn't, hey? You ain't got sense enough to make up a hard one.
Well, if you're so darn smart, maybe you can tell the answer.
The answer's all right, King. What is your old riddle?
Now, here it is. If an automobile is traveling at the rate of 30 miles an hour...
Yes, what else?
And it goes 20 miles on 1 gallon of gasoline...
Now, wait a minute now. 30 miles an hour on 20 miles per gallon, huh? All right, go ahead.
And it's got to go 85 miles.
85 miles, yes. Now, what's the riddle?
And what time will it get there?
Well, now, let me think a minute. 85 miles... Oh, you darn fool.
Told you it was a hard one, didn't I?
Yeah, Peter, sometimes I think you're just kind of crazy. What time will it get there? If you do some... go on and answer that phone. You can do that much anyhow, can't you?
You better have the dad darn phone taken out. Darn things always ringing just when you're busy.
Well, go on over there and answer it.
What's the matter now? Oh, hello, Miss Bunn. No, he ain't here. No, I ain't seen him today at all. Who? No, he ain't been around either. All right. Pretty nice statue, ain't it? Hello? Hello?
What's she wanting?
Darn, she didn't hang up on me.
Yeah, so what you want?
Wanted to know if Hector was here, and then she asked for Gerard.
Well, what'd you say when you said it was a nice statue?
That's when she hung up on me.
Say, working the way she did to wangle Hector into paying for statue with a paw and then having to turn her out like it did, I'll bet she was mad.
Did you see her face when they uncovered the statue?
Yes, and the clerk over at the hotel said he thought the sender was going to have a fit when I ought to come back and told him about it.
I sure like you've been there.
Yes, me too. You know, I bet the sender's got high blood pressure.
Got what?
High blood pressure. His face gets a dirty...
Well, where does he sell?
Sell? Who said anything about selling?
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I did not.
I did tell you. Said the senator's got high blood pressure. And that's what you told me to use when I'm selling them union suits.
Oh, consign it. I said high blood pressure. Blood pressure!
Well, what's that?
Why, it's like when you turn the water on over there at the sink.
Thought you're talking about blood.
I am, if you just keep your tap shut and let me tell you. You see, when the pressure's high, it makes the water run faster.
And it works the same way on a senator?
Yes, and that but makes you...
I've never seen him run at all, let alone run fast.
Oh, dagnabbit, it don't make Senator Bunn run fast. It makes his blood run fast.
Where does it run to? Out in the sink?
Yes, and that's the... No, it don't run in the sink. It runs up to his head. His head!
That's nothing. Everybody must have high blood pressure.
No, they ain't. Don't you?
Everybody's got blood in the head, ain't they?
Yes, but when they've got high blood pressure, there's too much blood in their heads, and that's what makes their faces red like Senator Burns.
Maybe that's what's the matter with Iona, too.
What?
I thought it was paint she had on her face at first.
Oh, well, what's the difference? You get everything off. Good morning, Mr. Gerard. How are you this morning?
Oh, monsieur, I feel terrible. Terrible, my head is very, very bad. You have the aspirin, oui?
No, we ain't got none of that. But say, why don't you try some aspirin for your headache? It works pretty good.
Oh, monsieur, you make joke with my accent, eh? But I beg of you, my head, she is ache so bad. I am not feeling like the joke. Give me some of your aspirin, please, and quickly.
Well, I was joking. I didn't quite get you. Well, what you standing there for? Didn't you hear Mr. Gerard say he wanted some aspirin?
He was talking to you, not me.
Oh, quit your argument and go and get it. He's in a hurry, I tell you.
The one you wouldn't do something
yourself, huh? Say, what do you suppose give you such a headache? Your stomach out of order?
No, no, monsieur. It is not the stomach. It is the Mademoiselle Bon.
Oh, I own a bun, huh? Well, what's she been doing to you?
Oh, monsieur, it is awful. All night I have not sleep, what you say, one wink. My head, she is...
Hey, here's your aspirin. Yeah, that ought to fix your head.
You better bring him a glass of water, too, Eb.
I'll be danged if I'll do it. You can get the water yourself.
Oh, Conshawn, seems to me you're getting more stubborner every day.
I own a bun phoned over here a little while ago, Mr. Girard, and she was asking for you. Want me to ring her?
No, monsieur. I beg of you, please do not.
You don't want to talk to her, huh?
I never want to talk to the mademoiselle again or see her in my entire lifetime.
Well, here you are.
No, merci beaucoup, monsieur. I think I shall take two of them. My head
yes,
is...
Yes, I think I would if I... You know, two of them never seem to hurt me none.
Not there. Mm. Maybe my head she will feel better soon, oui?
I hope so. I only kind of jumped on you, did she?
No, monsieur. The famous Girard, he would never permit any woman to do that. Mm. But the mademoiselle Pons, she gives me what she say, 3 or 4 pieces of her mind, oui?
Oh, so a lady out told you plenty, huh?
Oui, monsieur. She say I am a robber, a snake in the grass, a big bone.
Is that all she could think of?
No, monsieur, that is not all. And more is the pity. She say I am not the artist at all, but a pig. Mm. Oh, monsieur, can you see the shame of it? She called the Grand Girard a pig.
Well, why didn't you tell her that her father's chicken feet?
Oh, I am so distracted, I can tell her nothing. Monsieur, what do you think she demands? What do you think?
Did she want you to make another strike to the senator?
No, monsieur. That I will never, never do. But she demands that I return to her the $2,000 which she has paid me for this statue.
Well, did you do it?
No, monsieur. On that point, I am firm as the rock. And besides, I have 2 days ago sent that money to my wife in New York.
It's a bad damn good thing you did.
Oui, monsieur. Yeah. Otherwise, I think I could not be so firm. The mademoiselle is a terror. And I cannot understand it. I have made this statue exactly as she had given me the instruction.
She told you to make it of Hector?
No, monsieur. But after I almost complete the statue of the senator, and she had seen it, she sent me a big letter, and the letter she also had one photograph.
A photograph? Yes, that must have been the picture the senator should have here for you. You didn't come by for it, so I sent it to you for Hector.
But the photograph was not of the senator. It was the picture of Hector Smith.
Hector Smith?
No, I cannot understand it. But the letter says the statue must be exactly like the picture, no matter what anybody says. So I think.
Yep, that's the letter she wrote right here in the store.
Oui, monsieur. It is the monsieur Smith tell me when he brings the letter to me at the hotel. I do not like monkey business. For I have the statue of the senator almost finished. But what can I do? The mademoiselle instructed me to make this statue like this photograph. I must do it, oui?
Well, I'll be doing. Why, say, Hector must have switched pictures on
and you. That is not all. Mademoiselle Pons say I have disgraced herself and her father, and they cannot live any longer in Constanta.
What's that, Mr. Girard?
Yes, monsieur. She says they are leaving today for the city and will never, never set foot in this town again.
Well, what do you know about that? Hector's money wasn't wasted after all. It's darn cheap at that price to get the buns out of town.
I think it'd be a darn good idea to take up a public subscription and pay Hector back.
Now, don't go starting nothing like that. Hector got the statue of himself for his money, didn't he?
Monsieur, I must say au revoir. I'll go now to pack up and catch the 4 o'clock train to go back home. You have been very, very good to me, and I will never forget it.
That's
if
all
I can ever do anything to repay you, do not hesitate to command me.
Well, just forget about it. But goodbye, Mr. Gillard. Listen, drop in and see us if you ever come back to Corn Center, won't you?
Mm, that's been my people cool.
Yeah.
Au revoir, my friend. Au revoir.
Goodbye.
You know, Zeb, I've just been thinking.
What?
If Senator Bunn's going to leave town today, we ought to send him a little present of some kind, oughtn't we?
Present? What kind of present would you want to send him?
Well, I thought it'd be kind of nice to send him a picture of Hector.